Lecture 12, The Future of Islam.
At the close of the 20th century, it appeared that the future of Islam could be one of new opportunities for peace, democracy, expanded human and women's rights, and political and social economic empowerment, and an increasing acceptance in Western societies of this notion of a Judeo-Christian Islamic tradition and of the presence of Muslims in our societies as full equal partners, as it were. 9/11 and the hijacking of Islam by militant extremists shattered the hope and the dreams of many Muslims throughout the world as they found themselves facing a new millennium in which the old stereotypes of Islam and Muslims as a violent religion and people to be feared and fought returned to center stage. Thus, the 21st century for Muslims will be a time not only for self-reflection, self-criticism, and internal reform, both religiously and politically, but also a time for educating, dialoguing with, and finding new ways in which to work with and within the West and global civilization. In the 21st century, Islam remains the fastest growing religion in many parts of the world and a significant factor in international politics. Thus, as we have seen, expanding our understanding of this global religion is important, if not critical. Our past lessons have focused on the dynamism and creativity that exists in the history and development of Islam. Let's think about it for a second. Muhammad's life and message brought religious and social reform to Arabia. And in subsequent centuries, Islam spread as faith, empire, and civilization. Islamic law, theology, and mysticism articulated the message and mission of Islam. Caliphs and sultans legitimated their rule and imperial designs in the name of religion. A world-class civilization emerged, encompassing philosophy, science, mathematics, medicine, art, and architecture. A rich legacy from Islamic civilization was appropriated by the West, or reappropriated, by a West that was emerging from a long dormant period of the Dark Ages. Although a dynamic faith and source for the development of vast regimes and rich civilizations in the past, in recent centuries, Islam seems stagnant, passive, of marginal concern and in decline, doomed to be overtaken by modernization and development. In the latter half of the 20th century, an Islamic resurgence, as we have seen, has challenged all expectations and predictions. However, this revitalization of Islam and Muslim life and society, that sometimes seems to be a radical revolution, is both a challenge and sometimes a threat to Muslim societies and the West. Despite its emergence as the second and third largest religion in Europe and America in the late 20th century, for many majority non-Muslim populations, the religion of Islam is still regarded as foreign to their Judeo-Christian and secular backgrounds. In recent centuries, as we've noted at a number of times in this course, Islam has been associated with underdevelopment, authoritarian regimes, religious extremism, and terrorism. And that includes today. Ethnic and cultural differences, and the Taliban, and Osama bin Laden, and Al-Qaeda, have raised the specter of a particularly violence-prone religion, and raised many issues about that. Yet, a Judeo-Christian Islamic tradition actually exists. As we have seen, despite significant differences, Islam shares many important similarities and linkages with the worldviews of Judaism and Christianity. From its belief in one God, its absolute monotheism, and acceptance of biblical prophets and revelation, to moral responsibility and accountability. However, relations among the children of Abraham have, from the 7th century to the present, been characterized both by competition and conflict, as well as by coexistence and cooperation.